This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. No criminal charges, but that special counsel report on President Biden's got him pretty angry. The report says the president willfully retained classified information when he was a private citizen. And what it said about his memory? Well, here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The Justice Department report underlines longstanding concerns, calling the 81-year-old president a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
My memory is fine.
Strongly rejecting claims he forgot when investigators asked when his son Beau died of cancer in 2015.
How in the hell dare he raise that?
Yet even as he defended himself before reporters at the White House, the president made another gaffe.
The president of Mexico, Sisi.
Mistakenly referring to Egypt's president. The special counsel's report suggests the president would seem too feeble to prosecute, referring to his memory as hazy, fuzzy, faulty, and poor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump won yesterday's Nevada Republican presidential caucuses. The AP's Donna Warder.
The former president was the only major candidate to participate in the GOP caucuses, and he wins most, if not all, of the state's 26 delegates.
They sort of knew who was going to win. You get 98%. We wanted to get over 80. And we got 98.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley did not participate in the caucuses, blaming what she said was an unfair process that favored Trump. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukraine's new military chief says he wants to use new technology in the fight against Russia. New tasks are ahead, he says. Prince Harry's lawyer says a British newspaper publisher has agreed to pay Harry substantially for invading his privacy, with phone hacking and other illegal snooping. This is AP News. An announcement about computer chips this morning. The AP's Jennifer King.
Over $5 billion, that's how much the Biden administration is committing to semiconductor research and development. Industry leaders are gathering at the White House for today's announcement. The federal government is formally establishing and preparing to stand up the National Semiconductor Technology Center, a public-private consortium which aims to reinvigorate the computer chip sector in the U.S. with targeted government support. The goal is to speed up commercialization of new technologies, bolster national security, and boost workforce training. In a call with reporters, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says we need to be building for the future, and that means making investments in R&D. Labor Department data shows about 375,000 people are employed in computer chip production. Semiconductors were invented in the U.S., but America now produces less than 10% of global computer chips and none of the most advanced new types. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.